The trip of German Kaiser to Beitul Muqaddas in 1898 occurred at the expense of destroying a part of Al-Aqsa Mosque's wall because he didn't accept to enter the mosque from the already existing doors. For the same reason, they demolished a part of Al-Aqsa Mosque's wall and made a new door just for him, which is known as the New Door. It wasn't the only case of Ottoman government giving in to the demands of German Kaiser. For example, Sultan Abdul Hamid II donated a land of 20 hectares in this city to German Kaiser, and later on, Germans built a church in this land. Sultan Abdulaziz also gave a part of Saladin area to Frederick Wilhelm, and Germans built the Church of the Redeemer in it. Wilhelm's trip to Palestine provided German government with more privileges. In his trip to Beitul Muqaddas, he claimed that his only intention of going to the city was to visit the holy places. But it was obvious that he intended to expand German colonies. German government tried to act in a way not to distress Ottoman government. In German view, Palestine was not an economically important region because it did not have plenty of underground resources and was not a good market for German products. German Kaiser entered Haifa port with three ships and a military demonstration. German immigrants welcomed him in the main square of the city. In this gathering, German Kaiser expressed his pleasure of seeing German colonialists in the Holy Land. Kaiser went from Haifa to Jaffa and visited German colonies there. Then he went to Beitul Muqaddas. He pretended his trip to be a religious one. However, historians emphasize that this trip didn't have a direct impact on German colonies, but created a kind of colonialist craze for immigration to Palestine for German people. This trip caused the issue of Palestine and immigration of German people who wanted to reconstruct Al-Aqsa Mosque become the controversial issue in Germany. Another consequence of this trip was the beginning of the migration of members of the Temple Society under the supervision of Baron von in 1869 in Stuttgart. He tried to raise enough money for the society to buy lands in Palestine and hence increase the immigration of German people to Palestine. Prince von Urach was appointed as the head of this society. He raised 300,000 marks and gave it to the society. The society immediately bought a piece of land with an area of 8,000 square meters near the Jaffa Beitul Muqaddas railway. Then they built a German town there called Wilhelma. This naming encouraged Kaiser to support this project financially, although he tried to hide his excitement about it. The society asked for a 1,000 mark loan from the government to be used for expansion of German settlements in Palestine. German government apparently rejected this request, but in fact, it gave a sum of 20 times as much as this sum to Kaiserian Augusta Victoria Foundation in Qots. These events show that European colonialists use religion as a guise to hide their colonialist goals and ambitions.